Psalm 118:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever." It's Thanksgiving Thursday, November 24th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Institute for Religious Freedom released a report on how Russia's war in Ukraine is affecting churches. With its many missile strikes, Russia has targeted civilian infrastructure throughout Ukraine since February, including religious sites. Russia's attacks have destroyed or damaged at least 270 churches. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church suffered the most losses, followed by Baptist churches and Pentecostal churches. Russian troops have demanded cooperation from local religious leaders and pastors, who have faced arbitrary arrest and imprisonment, torture, and death threats. The United Kingdom's Crown Prosecution Service has dropped charges against a street preacher from Swindon, accused of hate crimes. 55-year-old John Dunn has been preaching to people on the streets for 15 years. In 2020, a lesbian couple reported Dunn to the police for saying that homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God. As part of their case against him, prosecutors claimed parts of the Bible are offensive and, quote, no longer appropriate in modern society, end quote. Dunn was thankful the case was dropped and plans to keep preaching on the streets of Swindon. He said, quote, most people of Swindon, I believe, appreciate my preaching, and my preaching has led to the conversion of a notorious drug dealer and petty criminal. 9 times out of 10 when I preach or engage with people on the streets, people ask me to pray for them, end quote. Paul said in Romans 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The U.S. Congress created the Office of the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction in 2008. This month, the office released its latest scathing audit of the Biden administration's 2021 military withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Office of the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction concluded that the 20-year, $145 billion effort by the United States to build Afghanistan's governing institutions was a, quote, total, epic, predestined failure, end quote. The war led to the deaths of 2,456 Americans and 1,145 Allied service members, 66,000 Afghan troops, and 48,000 Afghan civilians. Last Thursday on C-SPAN, FBI Director Christopher Wray announced that pro-life organizations have suffered the most abortion-related violence in recent months.
Since the Dobbs decision, probably in the neighborhood of 70% of our abortion-related violence cases or threats cases are cases of violence or threats against pro-life organizations.
Despite so many attacks on pro-life groups, the FBI has not shared much on their investigations and has even arrested multiple pro-life advocates. Isaiah 59 verses 14 and 15 says, "Justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth has stumbled in the public squares and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice." Republican Tom Horn defeated incumbent Democrat Kathy Hoffman to become Arizona's next superintendent of public instruction. Hoffman's defeat follows media coverage of the state's Department of Education, which supported a chat room for students living sexually perverted lifestyles. The Republican victory comes as other statewide races have been called for Democrats. A new report from Barna found that Christians are more likely to experience unity in their home or friendships than in their church. 61% of Christians said they experience unity the most in their home, while only 35% say the same about their church. Most pastors associated unity with words like harmony, oneness, and reconciliation, while most Christians associated unity with harmony, agreement, and alliance. Jesus said in John 13, verses 34 and 35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And finally, here's something to be thankful for. Yesterday, the Supreme Court of Georgia reinstated the state's heartbeat law that bans the murder of unborn babies from about 6 weeks of pregnancy. A county judge had blocked enforcement of the law earlier this month. Since April, abortions in Georgia have dropped by 57%. That's 2,500 fewer abortions. Thank God. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thanksgiving Thursday, November 24th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.